Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, guys? Welcome into another episode of the Wolverine Live Recruiting Show. I'm your host, EJ Hall, and alongside me is my co-host, Zach Libby. We're going to be breaking down spring visitors. Michigan is getting ready to host several recruits as the coaching staff is pretty much complete outside of hiring a running backs coach. So we should see several high-profile targets. I know we've been getting questions about when Michigan will start to build momentum and pick up commitments. The time is now for the staff as they get ready to host some of their top targets. Before we dive into that, Zach, what are you wearing?
You know, I want to look more professional on these videos, podcasts. No sweatshirts. It's 60 degrees out here right now. So just a collared shirt.
It looks like it's like a rattlesnake, though.
I think they're leaves.
Oh, so is that a play on your Halloween costume where you dressed up as a leaf?
Yeah. Oh, next Halloween, I'll wear this with the leaf on my hat.
Remind me. Someone wants you to, they want you to eat a sandwich.
I think you're talking about the graphic.
Oh. Well, I thought they were talking about getting you a sandwich, looking all snazzy, getting some finger food. But anyway, before we start tonight's show, the Michigan or the Wolverine special commemorative issue of the magazine is out right now at the WolverineOnDemand.com. So if you guys don't know, along with writing for the Wolverine.com, we also produce a magazine, so me, Zach, Chris Ballas, Anthony Broom, and Clayton Safey, as well as John Borden, all contribute to the magazine, and we recently released this special commemorative edition of the Wolverine magazine honoring the national champs. You can order today at thewolverine.com and choose from a soft cover or even a book. You can get a hardback cover as well. It's $19.95 for the magazine and $35.95 for the hardback book cover. This is written by the staff of the Wolverine. This commemorative edition celebrates Michigan's remarkable 2023 season and its 24 college football playoff national championship run. Shipping has been included with the prices I just said. Like I said, you can select a magazine version, it's 148 full-color glossy pages, or a book version, 144 ad-free premium glossy pages. The both versions include in-depth features on Blake Corum and J.J. McCarthy, as well as others from the championship team, exclusive highlights on the dynamic defensive line and the path to the championship, comprehensive game-by-game coverage, stunning photos, insightful columns, stats, and much more. It's a great idea for a gift. It's an awesome thing to have for Michigan fans that you'll want to look back at years from now. So make sure to order extra copies for your friends and family. And also, the Wolverine is contributing 5% of our issue pre-order sales to the Champions Circle NIL Fund supporting Michigan student athletes. Head over to the WolverineOnDemand.com and get your commemorative championship edition of the Wolverine magazine today. Well, Marquise S says you are looking good despite the hat. Yeah, I mean, I feel like if you're going to dress up, you can't have the hat. You need to, you know, just come out with your bald head, I guess. And then Mason Blue says he can't see you because it's like your camouflage. I'm saying it looks like he's like a snake or something. He's out there, you know. I don't know. It looks like he's going to like disco night. He just froze. I think Libby got sad at all the comments making fun of him. So it looks like Zach is back. So he's unfrozen now. So maybe he can get like a full on tux with this, like a tie and, you know, the jacket. I don't know. I don't even know when the last time I wore a collared shirt was.
I have a blue suit. Years. I can wear that next Tuesday.
Dude, I have not worn a suit since I was at least 19 years old. Like, I have not worn a suit in at least 10 to 13 years. That's how long it's been since I've worn a suit.
So I don't blame you.
Well, Zach can be the better dressed of the two of us, I guess. I'm just here in my On3 hoodie. And if you're not subscribed to the Wolverine.com and On3, you can head over today for more recruiting information and also like this video and subscribe to our YouTube channel. All right, enough is enough. Let's get into the recruiting. I know it's been a little while, guys. I was on vacation in the Caribbean. Before that, I was traveling across the Northeast. So now we are fully back in action and we're going to be breaking down spring visitors. We're going to go position by position, talking about some of the guys coming in that have actually set dates. Obviously, there have been a lot of recruits that have said that they are planning to come or, you know, are in the process of setting dates, especially with the new staff coming in. You know, it's a little bit tricky right now. As they reset the priority board, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But we're going to break down the guys that have already set visits. They already have concrete trips planned. And we'll go ahead and just start off on offense at quarterback, Carter Smith. Coming in, the leader of the 2025 recruiting class is coming in the weekend of the spring game. He's actually spending a few days on campus. He's going to watch practice. Obviously, he's going to take in the spring game, but he's really going to be paying attention to how Kirk Campbell works with the quarterbacks. And you see here, Carter Smith, top 200 prospect that committed to Michigan in November. And he is the guy at quarterback. Look, I don't think Bryce Underwood is an option anymore. Husan Longstreet is getting ready to make his decision, and I do not expect it to be Michigan. So, I mean, Carter Smith is a guy, and we've talked a lot about his upside. Obviously, he's a dynamic athlete, but he has some work to do as a passer, which he knows, and he's doing everything he can to improve on that this offseason. But a lot is going to depend on how he develops at Michigan under Kirk Campbell. So the spring practice, spring game will be really great for him to see exactly how Campbell works with those quarterbacks in a practice setting, in a more enclosed environment, especially when you look at the guys on Michigan's roster right now. I mean, Alex Orji, kind of like Carter Smith, is a plus athlete that needs to work on his throwing mechanics. So how Campbell works with Orji could be a little similar to how Campbell works with Carter Smith. The arm talent is certainly there with Orji. The arm talent is certainly there with Carter Smith as well. It's all about refining their technique, their footwork, their throwing motion. And so I think it'll be a great opportunity for Carter to see that. It'll also be a great opportunity for Carter Smith to be a vocal recruiter. Michigan hasn't really had a vocal recruiter at the quarterback position leading the class since JJ McCarthy, who's already going in the NFL draft. So it's been a while. You know, Michigan had some, you know, had a project take, and Jaden Denegal had another project take, and Dan Villari. They landed Alex Orji late on signing day. Obviously, they got Jaden Davis last cycle, but he was pretty quiet. So I think it's a great opportunity for Carter to establish himself as that vocal leader. I spent a lot of time with him in Florida, and it was great getting to know him. And I think he's a guy that, you know, when he wants to, when he can turn up his personality, I think a lot of guys will gravitate towards and want to play with. So, you know, I think it's great to get Carter Smith in for not just the spring game, but, you know, multiple days. I talked to his dad, and the expectation is for him to be on campus for a few days. I know some underclassmen quarterbacks are slated to come in. Zach, do you briefly want to touch on those guys?
Yeah, there are a few. A couple of them have offers. I know 2026 Noah Grubbs out of your area in Lake Mary, Florida, is coming in. Third visit overall for him, where he visited for the barbecue at the Big House. Campbell offered soon afterwards, and then he went for the Ohio State game. He's one that is very high on Michigan, and I know his private trainer, Baylen Trujillo, is as well. Another one, Daniel Mielke out of Southern California. He is in the 27 class, one of two quarterbacks in that class with an offer. Campbell offered on his first ever visit, which occurred this past June. He also is a quarterback that Campbell brought in for the Ohio State game. Originally, Daniel wasn't planning on visiting Ann Arbor. He saw it twice and he got a good idea, but he does have a scheduled visit to Notre Dame. And if people don't know, it's about a 4-hour distance between the two schools. So once he wraps up in South Bend, he'll take the drive over to Ann Arbor in the early April to, you know, meet with Campbell again and see the quarterbacks in action. A quarterback that we both are eyeing, you just saw over the weekend at Battle New Orleans, 2027 quarterback Trey Taylor out of Chicagoland. This is a kid with a lot of familiarity with not only just Michigan and Ann Arbor, but Southeast Michigan, right? He is associated with Sound Mind, Sound Body, the Detroit-based recruiting exposure and training service that has produced guys like Samaj Morgan and Donovan Edwards. Trey Taylor is expected to be there twice, including for the spring game. So once he wraps up his spring game visit, he will have double-digit unofficial visits to Michigan, and he hasn't even started his sophomore year, and that's why Michigan has a 75% chance of landing him. You know, Trey has a lot of, you know, he's told me, and I know he's told you the same, that, you know, he's gotten the comfort enough to where he can walk around Ann Arbor himself, and he has a lot of connections with the school. I mean, the family of Samaj Morgan is close with Trey. He considers all the guys at Sound Mind, Sound Body that have gone to Michigan to be big brothers. He has the same quarterback trainer as Bryce Underwood and Diamond Dooley. And Dooley has told us a number of times just how great of a job Kirk Campbell has done in recruiting his quarterbacks. So he's one to look out for. I know his height and weight might not indicate that he's a power four quarterback, but I know we've both seen him this offseason, and he's about 6'6" and a half and 160 pounds. So he continues to grow. He's one that I'm continuing to look out for. And I think by the end of the year, I honestly wouldn't be shocked if he gets near that 20 mark. So, and then the final quarterback in the 26 class that's visiting that we know of is Nathan Bernhardt out of Ashland, Ohio. He's one that Kirk Campbell saw throw live in January during the contact period. Doesn't have an offer, but he is a 4-star on, I believe, two of the four major primary recruiting services. Yep. And, you know, he has a good offer sheet so far with Penn State and Michigan State, you know, one of the early ones to issue an offer. He'll be one to watch practice for too. Campbell is, you know, he has issued 9 quarterbacks in the 26 class. And I believe a kid like Bernhardt, you know, I've seen him in person when he was at the Ohio State game, really tall kid, 6'6". And I believe that's right. So he's one to look out for in terms of walking away from his return visit with an offer. But overall, you know, Campbell's working hard on the 26 class. And, you know, with Carter Smith in the way, he can concentrate on, you know, pinpointing the sophomore signal callers who are showing deep interest.
Definitely. So heading over to running back right now, there's no coach, obviously, with Mike Hart no longer on staff. But the good news is Iverson Howard is still set to come in this spring for the spring game. And I exchanged messages with Howard right after the Mike Hart news broke. And he told me that it's not going to change his interest in Michigan. He still loves the program. And Howard's been a guy that hasn't been shy about saying that Michigan is in the lead in his recruitment. He did have a good relationship with Hart, but he's very much looking forward to seeing who else Michigan brings in. And, you know, the reason Michigan's so high on his list is obviously they run the ball a ton. And that's something that's really appealing to Howard. He's from the DMV and is actually close to Blake Corum, and had a chance to spend some time with him on his previous visit. So, yeah, I mean, I think Michigan's still in good shape here. You know, the rankings kind of vary on Howard, but I got a chance to see him this fall and at the Under Armour camp last year as well, last spring. And, you know, he's a guy that's kind of in the same mold as a Cole Cabana or Micah Kapana in terms of being an all-purpose back that can catch the ball out of the backfield. He has plenty of speed. His nickname's Rocket. So he's a really good change of pace back and would be a really good complement to a guy like Jordan Marshall, who's more of a bell cow. You know, when it comes to Howard's recruitment, you know, he kind of keeps it pretty quiet. It seems like the school he talks about the most is Michigan. So if the Wolverines can find a running backs coach that can connect with Howard by the time he visits, which, you know, that's an entire month for Sharon Moore to find somebody before Howard steps foot on campus, I think the Wolverines will continue to be in a strong position for him. But he is the, am I right? He's the only running back scheduled to come in, Zach?
So far, yes.
Yeah, I think that's it. So we'll see who else Michigan brings in. I know some other backs are interested in coming in, but they might be waiting around to see, you know, who the Wolverines hire to replace Hart. Let's talk about some wide receivers. Two big ones that I'm pretty close to coming in, two top 100 wide receivers. Let's start off with Quincy Porter, my personal favorite. In the class, Michigan is desperate for a big-bodied wide receiver. Quincy Porter offers that. 6'3", 190 pounds. He's a guy that can stretch the field. He runs routes like a small guy. He has good speed as well. He was a track kid early on in his high school career. When I saw him live, he scored like four touchdowns against a really good Iona prep team. And, you know, he kind of reminds me of like a Terrell Owens type once he bulks up a little bit more and adds some weight, just in terms of how great of a runner he is in the open field, how he can break tackles, how he can stretch the field vertically. So he's much more than just like a red zone presence. He's not just a jump ball guy. He's way more than that. I think he has a lot of tools in the toolbox, and that's what makes Porter one of the highest ranked wide receivers in the class. He's a, you know, top 10 guy for everybody except for Rivals. He's on the border of being a five-star for On3. So just an elite talent. And I think this is a recruitment that Michigan can win. He's been on campus in the past for the barbecue at the Big House. He hasn't visited many other schools. In fact, the only two schools he visited in the winter were Florida and Florida State. But I think Michigan's done a really, really nice job of recruiting Porter. He has a great relationship with Bellamy. They just have to knock it out of the park when he visits on April 4th, I believe. And Michigan also playing host to fellow top 100 wide receiver Talon Taylor out of Chicagoland just a few days later on April 7th. Now, Talon is the guy in the profile pic that I guess people said needed to eat some sandwiches. He is 6'1", 165, so he is on the thin side. But the good news is he has a lot of room to add weight. I mean, I think he'll easily add 20 pounds at the next level. He kind of reminds me of Roman Wilson. And when Roman Wilson came out as a recruit, you know, he wasn't necessarily, you know, a bulky guy. He was also really thin and eventually added some decent weight. But I think with Talon, you know, he can be used exactly like Roman Wilson in the offense. That's something that's been talked about. He's a guy that has really good length, so really great catch radius. He runs really good routes as well. He's an elite level route runner. He has great natural hands as well. And he's a really interesting athlete. You know, he's a guy that sees some time in the secondary. He's a guy that returns kicks and punts as well. When I saw him live this past season, he was one of the better recruits that I saw offensively. And yeah, I mean, I think Talon Taylor checks a lot of boxes. He can play inside, outside. So, you know, right now you see the On3 recruiting prediction machine, Michigan in fourth place, and, you know, Georgia, Notre Dame, Wisconsin are some of the schools that have stood out to him early on. But I think Michigan's right in the thick of things, right up there in his recruitment. I had a chance to see him over the weekend at Battle New Orleans, and he had a lot of positive things to say about Michigan, and I'll have a full interview with him over at thewolverine.com. And that same day, actually, April 7th, Taz Williams is slated to come in. He's a four-star wide receiver out of the great state of Texas. I also had a chance to spend some time with him this weekend while I was back home. And, you know, Taz is exactly what Michigan usually looks for at wide receiver. He's in the same mold as a Samaj Morgan or an Imarion Stewart. He's more of a slot type that has a really thick build in both his upper and lower half. I would liken him a little bit more to Samaj Morgan because he is on that thick side. I think he can play in the backfield, and he's a guy that can, you know, return kicks and punts as well. He's listed at 6 foot. I would say that's a little bit generous, but he is, again, really a thick, compact build type of receiver that's explosive in the slot and can line up on the outside if you need him. His rankings vary, man. I mean, he's a three-star on three, but a top 250 guy on two other services. I really like Taz Williams. I think he's developed a lot as a route runner. He actually works closely with Margin Hooks, who's a wide receiver trainer in the Dallas area that played with Ron Bellamy in the NFL. So I think the route running's coming along. He's, you know, just kind of that. I guess he gets knocked for being a slot type, which, you know, you saw Samaj Morgan get knocked for being a slot type as well. But I think Taz has some juice to him. And I think Michigan's right up there. They're not on the On3 recruiting prediction machine top four, but I think Michigan is right up there with Texas A&M. So I think this visit, Michigan has a chance to really move the needle. And the thing about Taz is he's not a true Texas guy. He's a move-in from Pennsylvania. He's actually from the same training program in Pennsylvania as Michigan signee Cole Sullivan. So that's another tie. So yeah, I mean, it's not like this is a kid that's a Texas guy all the way that's never been in the cold. I mean, grew up in Pennsylvania, grew up in Pittsburgh. So, you know, there, I think Michigan has a really, really legitimate chance with Taz Williams. Zach, any other wide receivers you want to mention?
There's one, Jamari Bryce out of Georgia. He's going to be making his first ever visit to Michigan in 10 days. He's one that Michigan recently entered the mix for. In fact, last time I checked, Michigan was the latest Power Four school to enter the mix for this kid. A three-star listed as an athlete, Ron Bellamy, and, you know, delivered the offer to Bryce. He's one that I'm going to keep monitoring. You know, obviously, Bellamy has prioritized a litany of top 100 wide receivers, including some that you've mentioned. So it'll be interesting to see what happens after this visit. This is a kid who has a Georgia offer, an in-state offer. So that's always a tough pull. But, you know, if this is a recruitment that Bellamy prioritizes, I could easily see him, you know, continue to show a lot of high interest in the Wolverines.
Yeah, I've been told actually that Michigan really values him as a slot as well. Let's go ahead and move on to tight end. I did a lot of wide receiver talk. So, Zach, why don't you just briefly mention the tight ends? Only a couple set to come in so far.
Yeah, so right now, the one to keep an eye on is Hayden Bradley out of Powerhouse Buford High in Georgia. He will be making a three-day visit, actually, at the beginning of April, starting April 5th. Hayden Bradley, he was one that got on the radar of former safeties coach Jay Harbaugh when Harbaugh stopped by Buford during the contact period. Bradley met Harbaugh. Harbaugh ended up sending film to Grant Newsom when he was still tight ends coach at the time. And then, you know, less than 24 hours later, Newsom and Bradley got on the phone. Bradley also was able to get on the phone immediately upon new Titans coach, Steve Cassula's official announced hire, which took place last month. Bradley was one of the first to hear from Cassula. And, you know, based on what I gathered, overall impressions went really well during that initial conversation. Michigan, you know, this is going to be Bradley's first visit. A three-day visit is going to be great just for him to see just how well Michigan utilizes its tight ends. You know, when I first spoke to Bradley, I think he went in depth about Colston Loveland for about a couple minutes. I think the impact that Loveland and, you know, guys like AJ Barner and even Luke Schoonmaker, I think the impact that they've had for Michigan, you know, the secondhand impact in recruiting is just phenomenal when it comes to tight end recruiting. I mean, Michigan already has a tight end committed, Eli Owens. And, you know, I think for Eli's trajectory, him being an H-back role, I think Michigan can land at, you know, two more guys, you know, guys who can line up in the slot, inline guys, versatile. Haim Bradley provides that for a school like Michigan in those 12, 13, you know, personnel sets. Michigan's going to end up, you know, battling with a couple of Power Four schools. Florida recently hosted Bradley for an unofficial visit. Penn State is expected to bring him in for an official visit in June. So I can easily see Bradley returning in June if this three-day visit goes well. And overall, I feel like this new staff too is prioritizing Georgia, and especially a school like Buford, which produces numerous Power Four kids at the next level. So he's one to look out for. And then one guy in your area, Marshall Pritchett, out of Raven Gap Nacoochee. He's going to be returning March 18th. A kid who saw the Purdue game in early November. I think, you know, there was a lot of, you know, Michigan was really trending, I feel like, after that Purdue visit. And then, you know, Cassula is in contact with him too. This is an opportunity for him to see the tight ends live in a, you know, a more personal setting compared to a game day. So he's going to be one of the first ones to be up there on March 18th, this upcoming Monday. So we'll see what Michigan can do with that too. But overall, you know, Steve Cassula is in contact with plenty of tight ends. If you follow thewolverine.com, you'll know how many tight ends have confirmed with us that Cassula is in contact with them, and he's wasting little time in making sure that Michigan continues its success with tight end recruiting, because we know they have recruited at least two tight ends or signed two tight ends these past two cycles. So look for that to do the same this year.
Let's go ahead and hit the offensive line, and there are a lot of names here. One that really stands out to me is top 100 offensive lineman Michael Carroll. He is a guy that has really seen his stock rise over the last couple of months. On3 recently ranked him in the top 100. I've been banging the drum on Michael Carroll. I think he's one of the premier guys on Michigan's offensive line board. He's a prospect that is 6'6", 300 pounds. He plays guard at the high school level, but I could see him bouncing outside to tackle in college. His mother played basketball at Michigan State. His dad played football at Penn State. But, you know, it seems like Carroll is really gravitating towards Michigan. I wouldn't be surprised if Michigan had the lead going into his visit this spring. So I think Michael Carroll is a guy that Michigan fans should get extremely excited about. He's not only scheduled to come in for a spring visit, he's already locked in an official visit as well. He's set to make a decision in July. Grant Newsom and Sharon Moore have done a fantastic job of recruiting him. And so, yeah, I really like what Carroll brings to the table, and I like where Michigan stands. Some other notable guys that I'm close to that are coming in. One's Caden Strayhorn. We talked about Michigan State legacies. Caden Strayhorn is one. His father played at Michigan State and is still a Michigan State personality, but he's a prospect that has a really strong connection with Sharon Moore, who served as his primary recruiter before taking over as head coach. And with Caden Strayhorn, he's ranked as a three-star, and, you know, he is a Michigan State legacy, so Michigan fans might not be super excited about him. But I'll tell you one thing. I think Caden Strayhorn might be the best center prospect in the country. That's what I look at him as. And when I saw him in game this fall against Philadelphia St. Joseph Prep, I mean, he went against a defensive line that had multiple D1 guys, and he was serving up pancakes. He was extremely physical. He knows how to finish blocks. He played a lot of tackle, but like I said, I'm looking at him as a center prospect, and I think he's really, really valuable there. And I do think he's giving Michigan a legitimate chance. Well, you know, whether status or not, I guess remains to be seen. But, you know, Strayhorn's visited on numerous occasions. He was on campus for the game against Ohio State, and, you know, with Sharon Moore taking over as head coach, I actually think that helps even more with Strayhorn. So we'll see how his visit goes this spring. Zach, why don't you take over some of the other offensive linemen?
There is a lot of star power in my region that's coming on the offensive line. We got to start off with five-star Andrew Babaloa out of Overland Park, Kansas, a suburb of Kansas City. He is the, I believe, the number 14 overall player in the country, number 3 overall offensive tackle. The lone five-star right now on the On3 industry ranking that is currently expected to be on campus this spring. That could change, but right now he is the lone one. I mean, Babaloa, he has seen a skyrocket rise in his recruitment. When Michigan offered him, he was in the On300, but now he is a top 20 prospect. Sharon Moore offered in the fall. They immediately connected. You know, he had plans, you know, he had this plan or just a wish to visit Michigan. You know, he was eyeing the Ohio State game. He was eyeing a visit in January, but now Michigan has him locked in for March 22nd. You know, for a kid who lives in the eastern part of Kansas, he's originally not born there. In fact, he was born in Bloomfield Township in Metro Detroit, which is about 45 minutes north of Ann Arbor. But his residency in Overland Park has gotten him close with Michigan offensive lineman signee Andrew Sprague. They live about, I think their high schools are about 40 minutes and maybe an hour apart from each other. When Babaloa first got offered, you know, it was Sprague who was doing a lot of peer recruiting in terms of just letting Babaloa know what to expect if he ever visited, you know, getting to know more about Sharon Moore before, you know, seeing it for himself, you know, just presenting why he signed with Michigan. Obviously, Joe Moore Awards, you know, being on a team that sent 6 offensive linemen to the NFL Combine this year. So, you know, this is one that I feel like Michigan can really move the needle with. You know, there's a couple other schools that are in contention: Oklahoma, Tennessee, Missouri, obviously, Kansas, the in-state schools are fighting for them, Texas A&M. But overall, you know, as the commenter just posted, you know, I feel like five-star old linemen, that's, you know, Michigan presents everything for a five-star offensive lineman. So we'll see what they can drum up with him in terms of getting him back for an official visit after this spring practice. Another one that I am high on is Avery Gash, in-stater, 4-star out of Birmingham Groves. This will be the first return that we see from Gash to Michigan since his 3 game day visits to Ann Arbor this past season. He was there at the Ohio State game and then saw Purdue and Indiana games. He's going to be there on March 22nd, but he's actually going back again with his family on April 7th. You know, just having that close proximity and obviously having close relationships with Sharon Moore and Grant Newsom allows him to, you know, just show up. There's an open invite for as many times as he wants to. Avery Gash, he did experience a little drop on the On3 ranking. He is a 3-star. I don't agree with that. I have seen him live in game. He plays right tackle for his high school, but Michigan has shown a lot of interest in terms of his versatility. He could slide inside to guard or be a swing. I believe he could be an interior at the next level. 6'4", it says 270 pounds, but I believe he's in that 290 range. Really just, you know, he's really improving a lot with his pass set, But as a run blocker, just a mauler, a bully, a kid who likes to plant people in the ground, someone who's, you know, shares that smash style. And obviously, you know, Michigan views him as the top offensive lineman on the board this cycle. He is a must land to keep in Southeast Michigan. Michigan State, with the new coaching staff, has ramped up its efforts with Gash, who's a legacy at that school. Ohio State is in the mix. Same with Wisconsin, USC, and Georgia, Penn State. But, you know, this is an absolute must. And I feel like Michigan is in a very good spot heading into his official visit slate, where he will commit soon afterwards. Another one that I want to mention, there's a couple. Jack Lange on 300 offensive tackle from Eureka, Missouri. He goes to the same high school that actually produced Hassan Haskins. This will be when Jack Lange returns on March 30th. It'll be a second visit to Michigan. He was there for the Ohio State game. When we first spoke to Jack after that Ohio State game, you know, top five status was immediately given to Michigan. And, you know, that came true when Lange published a top six list with Michigan included last month. And then, you know, immediately went towards scheduling that return for a practice. You know, Lange, you know, same idea in terms of the other offensive linemen. You know, having that relationship with Moore is huge. You know, having that bond already with the head coach, having the understanding of, you know, Missouri players, St. Louis area players going to Michigan. You know, Hassan Haskins, you know, obviously he's a legacy and a legend in his own right, but, you know, Lange has kind of have that in or the inside look in terms of how he got developed at his own high school. There's the one thing about Lange, right, is that there's 2-on-3 predictions for him to choose Notre Dame. Notre Dame is really showing a deep interest in Lange, and I feel like it's being reciprocated. The one thing about Notre Dame right now is that they have 3 offensive tackle commits in the 2025 class. So if that can be pitched in terms of just being the leader or the face of an offensive line that's won 2 Joe Moore awards in the last 3 seasons, I feel like that could work in Michigan's favor. But right now, to fight for pole position, Michigan's going to have to battle with Notre Dame. And then 2 more, both in the 2026 class that I am high on. First one is Greg Patrick out of Portage, Northern Michigan, an in-stater on the west side. This will be his 3rd return to Michigan. He was there in the summer to tour the facilities, and then he got offered by Cheryl Moore on his visit for the Rutgers game in September. Before Moore actually got elevated as head coach, he stopped by Portage Northern to meet with Greg. He is, like Gash, a Michigan State legacy. In fact, you know, his father played for the Spartans in the early 2000s. You know, obviously the Spartans are making sure that that legacy status, you know, is a lot, you know, is continues, but there's a lot of interest, and Patrick is staying open in his recruiting process, and his family is showing a lot of openness and making sure that his decision is his own. In terms of top prospects in 2026, you know, Greg Patrick is certainly in the conversation along guys like CJ Sadler and Marcello Vitti. So we'll see. This could end up being an in-state battle that we're going to be following for quite a while. And then finally, the last guy that I want to mention on the offensive line is Tyler Merrill, top 100 offensive tackle. I believe he's number 6 overall offensive tackle in the 2026 class, a monster of a kid. I think 6'7", 300 plus pounds, right in the heart of Pennsylvania. He comes in an area that's is actually a recruiting area for both Kirk Campbell and Grant Newsom, right in central Pennsylvania. Merrill visited Michigan the first time in late June for the big man camp that Michigan hosts, and that's where his performance landed him an offer from Moore. Even though he didn't come back over the fall, he's expected to be there all 7th along side a couple of other top guys like Tyler Taylor and Avery Gash again. So he's one that I'm going to be looking out for. Obviously, Penn State is making sure he doesn't leave the state, but he has a family member. Don't quote me on this, but I believe he has a family member currently subscribed to the Wolverine. I believe it's his great aunt. I want to confirm this. I tried when you were on vacation. I just couldn't find it. But he does have someone on his family that attended Michigan. And obviously there's a lot of interest to play for a coach who has so much success over the years with developing offensive linemen to the NFL. So he's going to be an important one for next cycle for sure.
All right. We've gone way over time. So we're going to quickly, and Zach, I say quickly, we're going to quickly get through the defense. But before we do, I want to make sure to remind you guys to subscribe to thewolverine.com today for just $1 for 1 month for even more Michigan recruiting intel. Like this video, subscribe to our YouTube channel. And also, since we're running low on time, if you want a question answered on tonight's show, make sure to leave a super chat. That money goes directly to our travel budget so we can continue to see Michigan's top recruits. Hit that little money sign, send us a super chat, and you can get your question answered on tonight's show. All right, like I said, we're going to breeze through the defense. Let's talk about some of the defensive line and edge guys coming in. Mostly guys that you're familiar with, Zach. So quickly, let's talk about the D-line and edge guys coming in.
All right, big one that's coming in. There's two, actually, three, actually. Jane Woods, another Kansas native on 300. Pass rusher, he picked up his offer when Cheryl Moore stopped by his school. He is really resonating with the fact that Michigan produces top-tier edge prospects, you know, to the NFL, like Aiden Hutchinson, and he will be the first one actually on campus this Thursday. So he's going to be an intriguing one. The second one, Xavier Newsome, three-star instigator out of Detroit King, a kid who's been to Michigan already five times. He'll be there for the spring game. It'll be a sixth visit. Lives less than an hour, so proximity gives him opportunity to see everything that's available. Had a close relationship with the former staff. We'll see how the new staff prioritizes him, but I could easily see him in the class, and I believe you feel the same way. And then the final one that I am really high on, I've seen him once in game, Damian Shanklin out of Indianapolis, Warren Central, nearing the top 100 nationally on three, just a stout pass rusher, really good versatility in terms of just lining up in a two-point or three-point stance. Again, Michigan's foreign staff heavily prioritized him. The new staff with Greg Scruggs and Don Martindale, defensive coordinator, have been in contact, and he will be there on the 24th. Notre Dame has the lead right now. Ohio State is in the mix right now as well, too. But Michigan has an opportunity to vault itself following a really good visit in a few days.
I think the only linebacker coming in is Luke Metz, correct? So far.
Yes.
Yeah, so far the only linebacker set to come in is Luke Metz. He's a new offer out of Georgia, so we'd expect a lot more linebackers to schedule visits. You know, there's been guys like Kamar Archie that said he's going to come in, but Luke Metz out of Georgia, Brian Jean Mary has spent a lot of time recruiting in Georgia from his previous stops. You know, he's a guy that's very tied in to the Peach State, so Metz was one of the first guys he offered after being hired. You see Alabama's the heavy favorite, but Michigan will try to make a move when he makes it to Ann Arbor. And, you know, with Brian Jean Mary barely getting officially announced on Friday, I think that's the reason why more linebackers haven't set visits. And you could say the same thing about Lamar Morgan, who was also just announced on Friday. Not a lot of DBs have set visits. One that is coming in that's a top 100 recruit that people should know is Jadon Blair out of North Carolina. He's a tall, rangy safety. He's really a guy that has shown increased interest in Michigan despite all of the staff changes. Lamar Morgan has already reached out to him. In fact, Blair has also set an official visit. So there is legitimate interest in Jadon Blair and from Jadon Blair's side as well. And I mean, he's ranked really high on three, the number two safety and the number 43 overall prospect in the country. So I would expect Michigan to continue to raise its stock once he makes his visit here this spring. And another top 100 defensive back coming in is Mark Zachary, and we will end with him and let Zach take it away as he's been on top of the Zachary recruit.
Yes, a kid I also saw over the fall. Really good coverage radius, fluid hips, able to change direction on a dime. I really like him. I know he needs some kind of garner more physical strength, get some weight on him, but he's one that the coaching staff is high on, former and current. He'll be there for the spring game. He's also set an official visit to Michigan. He's only been there once compared to other schools who are in the mix, especially Notre Dame, who has the lead. He's another one that Michigan's falling behind on for him. Notre Dame has prioritized the in-stater. But, you know, if he had a close relationship with Steve Klingscale and Jesse Minter. So if Lamar Morgan is able to, you know, have that continuity ensued, I feel like Mark Zachary can potentially be in this class. He's shown a lot of interest in the, you know, overall secondary development, and then education is a big factor for him too, and Michigan provides that. So he's going to be one to look out for, but having that spring game will be his first opportunity to see Michigan in a live setting, because his first visit was actually on a weekday in October. So it will be a good chance for him to get close with the team and everything.
Well, that about does it. We all have a full visitors list, or we have a full visitors list and preview over at thewolverine.com that we're consistently updating. We'll have a ton coming out of these visits, so make sure to head over to thewolverine.com and subscribe for just $1 for 1 month. And also like this video and subscribe to our YouTube channel for free. I will be back tomorrow for our Q&A show, and Zach will join me again next week as we talk about some other things. So maybe we'll see an even weirder shirt next week.